Welcome to Ego Netcast live streaming session. I am Martin Lindeskog. And today's topic, link and title is Reading a Beeping Message to the Party of God. And this is reference to the blast that have been happening by pagers exploding in Lebanon by forces probably in Israel that have fixed them, so they have detonating or exploding, blasting in Lebanon, carried by pagers or carried by and target terrorists, supporters of Hezbollah, the party of God, or in this God's name there. So this is fascinating how you could conduct self-defense and warfare against terror. You have this expression that got called War on Terror after 9/11. And there it was op-ed article, you could say, by Leonard Peikoff saying that after it happened, 9/11, said you have to take care of, and he used it in his precise words, the states who supported terrorism. And the headquarters of terrorism is Iran, by the mullahs, the clerics there, and the religious leaders and the dictatorship in Iran. And they are from this so-called fraction, section of militant Muslims, Islam, called Shia. And they are supporting and funneling support and money and whatnot to this party of God, this terrorist organization, listed a terrorist organization. And also it's a, like a political arm or section that they have also. And look at the graphics there, the image, the logotype, or whatever you call it, symbol that they have with raising hand with a machine gun or what it is, AK, like an automatic weapon, and some Arabic letters. So this, now it's time to take out the hammer, Thor's hammer, and retaliate and take care of this problem. And I want to end on a positive note here. And that I've been talking to friends that are from Persia and from Middle East, and especially a friend that is from this area. And it's easy to say that all Lebanon is under Hezbollah or supporters are, but it's only one part of Lebanon. The whole problem is that their so-called, you could say, state or government are different, similar to like Iraq, that they put different tribes in place. So the goal was to balance it, but the problem is if one fraction is getting stronger than each other. So that kind of thing in Lebanon also, that there are different fraction and tribes that are in this government. And the question is, how strong is the Hezbollah political party there and section, and how much support do they get from Iran? So now this is a message, sending a beeping message. And I did first a throwback on Facebook using symbols with emojis. It's the pretty interesting to see what symbols you still have. For example, the recording symbol or saving symbol is still a floppy disk. And I remember days when I imported floppy disk from Taiwan and Hong Kong in the beginning of the 90s, end of 80s. And if you look at pager or beeper, as you call it, if it's a beeping signal, I mean, you could have, it was in the 50s, 60s, and it was invented, I think, by an Israeli inventor. And so that's interesting to think about. And then it got very popular in the 80s. I think I had one in the 80s then. It was clear plastic, and you could see the circuits and so on. And the thing is, you got a number from the number that was calling, or sending a message. So they sent their phone number. And then you had to find a telephone booth and call that number. You could also do special characters and like a code that some figures, numbers were meaning something. So like it could be call quickly or whatever, or should we meet at a certain time or something like that. And you could wonder why, because these have been out of date, you could say, the popularity and usage. And that was because Israel have good control of this and overview what's going on. So, and they know who the terrorists are. They could handpick them, you could say, pinpoint them. And then have moved from smartphone, mobile phones to pagers, and then also walkie-talkies. And if you follow on Twitter or X, you could find the model that was made and they have used, and it's originally from Taiwan. So they are still producing that. They're probably producing a floppy disk also. And somehow, and this is the fascinating part, somehow intelligence and forces, military forces, and in Israel have probed them, you could say, or tampered with them in one way or another. So at a certain moment, they exploded. And the beepers and pages, you had often a clip, so you could have it in your pocket or with you. So that have been then effects on the terrorists that are wearing them or having them in the pockets, exploding at the same time. And again, look at what mainstream media, how they are presenting this, talking about this. Again, this organization, Hezbollah, the Party of God, is listed as a terrorist organization. It's funded, supported by the clerics and the mullahs and the terrorists, supported and dictators in Iran, and that's the terrorism headquarters. So as an ending note, here is what's going on now, is if the Hezbollah get crushed and the mullahs really understand what they are getting into, this could have positive things, what's going on in this area, in the Middle East. If Lebanon will get rid of Hezbollah, and it could become prosperous in this area, and that could have a positive effect on other places. That could lead in the long run to that Iran will be free. It's for the record, it's like 2 years now when this tragic, horrific act by the so-called, in quotation marks, moral police in Iran killed by attacking her, a person there, and I will include the name in your show notes, because she didn't have this covering cloth on her hair and on her faces to cover her up. And then they attacked her. And I think she was a Kurdish, from Kurdistan, or Kurdish person. And that started igniting this support and fight and demonstration called Women, Freedom, and something more. And I will include that also. So it was like a slogan with three words: liberty, freedom, and woman. So, and now it's 2 years. She got killed or attacked, and she died by the attack by this so-called moral police in Iran. And could this now getting some ripple effects, some positive effects, would be very happy. So time will tell what's going on. And again, this is religion again, making a mess. And these soldiers of God, part of God, now they know it's for real. And they got the message, a beeping message, what's going on. So stay tuned and follow this, and I will talk more about this in the future. And again, as a positive end note, I have it here on my card, but I will include one in the show notes. Think tank, and that's a free market think tank in Lebanon. So in this place, in this area of the world, still you could find better ideas. So this is the important message: to support real freedom fighters, defenders of liberty, individual rights, and continue with that fight and defend this in a positive way. And this was interesting, fascinating news, how you could, yeah, take care of the enemy and having an impact on the situation. And again, we will follow along and see what's happening in the near future. So with that, I say take a sip of tea here. Cheers. And talk to you soon again. And so bye for now.